98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Glamour.
Feathers.
And confusion.
98 FM.
Oh, welcome to Wednesday's edition of your favourite game. It is Matchy Matchy. All you've got to do to win yourself some pretty fab prizes, to be honest, is send Reb or myself to a soundproof booth, say the same three words as us, and you will get yourself all of this as delivered by AI us.
Amazing prizes coming your way.
Get speeding with a motor racing voucher.
Get glam with a Dyson Airwrap.
And nothing says Christmas like a delicious, gigantic cheese board.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh my gosh, a gigantic cheese board.
I want all those prizes.
Absolutely amazing. And good morning to Ben in Rush, who's playing Matchy Matchy this morning. Ben, how are you?
I'm all good. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Ben. You have a job now that both of us would love. What do you do?
I work at a doggy daycare. My brother's company, Cloak Dog. Yeah.
Oh, so cute.
Oh, adorable.
Ben, how long have you been doing this for?
Only about 6 months. I'm only back from Oz recently enough. So it's when I came back, I decided to try something new. And I'm
brilliant.
Loving it,
so.
Oh, well. This is amazing. And have you got a... I don't know if they're listening, but have you got a favourite dog?
I do. I won't name them now in case the owners...
Right.
Notice their dog going missing on the weekend or
So cute. And Ben, what are the dogs getting done at the moment?
At the minute, so we picked them up at the morning and we bring them to a daycare. So they have fun all day and then we drop them home in the evening. So they're probably waiting at me at the door now.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah, brilliant.
Ben,
stuff.
I love that.
Ben, a brilliant job. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'm going to play with Rebecca.
Yes!
Oh my gosh,
two days in
thank
a row.
You.
The tide is turning.
Oh no, it's turning.
Off to the soundproof booth with you now. Enjoy that. Let's see if we can get a win with Ben. Bam, bam, bam. What time did you pick the dogs up, Ben?
Any minute now.
Any minute, okay. Let's get this show on the road. Your first word, Ben, is... blood.
Blood. Oh my God. Blood. Heart.
Okay.
Heart.
Heart, yep. Your second word is shower.
Shower. Clean.
Clean. And your third word is under.
Where?
Okay, after blood, you said heart. After shower, you said clean. And you're saying underwear. Ben in Rush, are we locking them in?
Lock them in.
We're locking them in. There's dogs to be collected. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Hello, good morning. She's beaming from ear to ear. How was your trip to the soundproof booth?
Yeah, lovely. When I was in there, do you know the way it's glass on the outside?
Yes.
And Dame Stuffy walked by.
Why you're
Dame
grinning
Stuffy
from ear to ear.
Is in full sequins
Dame
and
Stuffy.
A nice leopard print trim.
Oh, stunning.
Yes.
Understated as always. Your first word this morning is blood.
Blood test.
Your second is shower.
Shower? Don't we have a shower? I feel like I had a shower recently. This morning, actually. Shower. Shower gel.
And your third word is under.
Under. Couple of options here now. Underwear.
Underwear. Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Ben on his way to collect the doggies this morning?
Oh, Ben!
Not this morning, guys.
Sorry.
You both said underwear.
Did we?
Yeah, you did.
I was going to say underover.
Underover. After blood, Ben said heart.
Yeah.
And after shower, Ben said clean.
Yeah, see, guys.
Many
shower,
options.
Shower gel.
Tough ones this morning, yeah,
shower
Ben.
Shower wash.
Yeah, shower curtain
shower
is what
curtain,
came to me.
Shower cap.
And blood bath is what the first thing I thought of.
Lovely.
I know. I was watching Slow Horses. Ben and Rush, sorry we didn't do it this morning, but thank you for playing. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thanks very much.
Please give the dogs all the cuddles from us, will you?
Thank you, will do.
Thanks, Ben. If you want to play tomorrow, WhatsApp Matchy and your name to 0877 98
98 98. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM.
Well, Brendan, coming up, are we doing some exercise?
We could be exercising in the next few minutes. Up first, though, can we get a round of applause, please, for Ozzy the dog? The Mastiff Mix from Oklahoma City is officially the dog with the longest tongue in the world. Ozzy's tongue is a record-breaking 7.83 inches long.
Wow.
That's, could you imagine the slobber?
Yeah.
Here is Ozzy's vet, very excited about his big win.
After a few months, we got notification from mom that they had won the award, and everybody was super excited for them. And it's just something really cool because we get, you know, sad cases and happy cases, but this is something kind of out of the norm for us.
Well done to Ozzy. Have you seen a photo of this tongue?
I have. It's very long. I just couldn't cope with the slobber.
Yes.
That would be the issue. Up next, there are many terms for the notion of doing less at work. Quiet quitting. Your personal favourite, November.
November.
And Gen Z. But there's one worker in Spain who's never entertained the idea of kicking back.
Yeah.
An employee in Spain has been fired for always turning up early.
Really?
The 22-year-old has been let go because they kept showing up 45 minutes before their shift.
Maybe their train times just worked out that way.
Totally, right? So they were supposed to clock in at 7:30 in the morning, but consistently arrived at 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
So their boss wasn't happy with this for whatever reason, right? And gave her a warning back in 2023 to stop turning up to work early, right?
Okay.
Now, however, when you read more into the story, maybe they were trying to do less, right? She was clocking in at 6:45, which meant she was starting to get paid, but there was actually no work to do until 7:30. So I'd say she was having a little cafe au lait or whatever. So on some days, she even tried to log in through the company's app before she got to the office.
This seems now a bit, yeah.
So she got fired and the case ended up in court.
Oh.
The judge agreed with the boss and stressed that the issue wasn't about being early, but it was her refusal to follow workplace rules.
Oh, I see.
Finally this morning, an invitation to exercise with me right now.
Yeah, okay.
A TikToker has gone viral for sharing her morning routine.
Mm.
Earlier this year, we had the guy that dunked his face in a bowl of icy water.
Can't believe that was this year.
Yeah.
That feels like ages ago that routine went viral.
Yeah. Well, if you're not into dunking your face into a bowl of icy water, you might be into this. Catherine Smith is her name. She says, self-confessed lazy person by nature.
Okay.
But there's one thing she does every morning the second she gets out of bed. Take a listen to this.
So the first thing is morning jumping. I jump 50 times. It takes what? Less than a minute?
50 jumps. So shall we try it now?
Yeah.
I don't know how this is going to work in the studio.
I'm wearing a boot with a little heel.
Okay, let's jump while I finish this story.
I've got my knees.
Okay, I don't know if the desk is going to be happy with this. She says it gets the blood flowing and more oxygen in and the brain working. And if you're not convinced by the jumping alone, this might sway you. You have, Rebecca, on occasion enjoyed a lymphatic drainage massage.
Yeah, I love that. It de-bloats me.
Catherine claims that jumping up and down is basically, click the button, a free lymphatic drainage massage.
Part of our lymphatic system is in our calves. Lymphatic system cannot work without us moving our bodies on our own. And so if you can jump up and down, what muscles are you using the majority of that for is your calves. So you're pumping that lymphatic fluid.
I'm wrecked after that.
A free lymphatic drainage massage. I've lost count. I think that was 50.
I'd done about 25
did you?
Before. So I'd say you did.
That is Brendan's bit.
Oh, I need a break.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.